This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Okay, let's go back to what James Palmer, who's the reporter who had this George Pickens story, and he's going to join us in less than 15 minutes. It's not really outlandish from a reporter standpoint to assert, based on circumstances, that George Pickens is not going to get a second contract from the Steelers. I feel like I could say that authoritatively, and even though I've gotten things wrong, like the Brandon Ayuk story, I think people would say, well, I don't know if Pony has great sources on this, but you could infer that that's the situation, that because of the Metcalf trade and the amount of money Metcalf got, it's unlikely that Pickens, especially because of his behavior too, and the owner, I think, being loath to reward that, even though Tomlin sticks up for him at every turn, I think that would actually be a battleground for the owner versus the coach. Makes sense that George would not get lavished with a second contract unless he would take a pretty big hometown discount, which I don't see him doing. The thing that stands out about this report on Pickens that got the, you know, this turned it into a wildfire-like story for Steelers fans is when he said things aren't going well behind the scenes, because that feeds into the social media. Is it detente? I always get that confused. Is there a social media detente, or does that mean things are good?
Detente means things are good. Like, that's when two, like the Cold War, there was some.
So
there
it's
was
gone
detente.
The opposite of detente. It's not good on social media.
There's more of a schism here, is what you're really looking for. There's a schism.
There's a schism, and it feels like there's a chasm between the two sides as well.
Schism, chasm.
Chasm?
Chasm?
C-H-A-S-M? Did I
say? Chasm, yeah. That's all right. I said sovereignty wrong today.
They leave the H out?
Yeah,
can you pronounce that? Okay. There's a chasm between the two sides here, and a schism has absolutely, it seems, taken place if you trust James Palmer here, who formerly worked for the NFL Network and now works for Underdog, which is like this huge burgeoning
media. I'm seeing Underdog Sports
outlet everywhere,
man. Donnie, if Underdog Sports offered you $150,000 to become one of their new reporters.
See ya.
Yeah. Just, we like to play that game.
But what if you had to move to Fairbanks, Alaska to do it?
Well, the price would have to go up though, because everything costs more in Alaska. Cost
of living.
You think
it's nice
high this
time of year? Are they
Fairbanks
still in, like,
gets
that darkness?
Okay, Fairbanks.
No,
gets,
it's all light right now.
Fairbanks is beneath the Arctic Circle, so you're not worried about the 30 days a night, I don't think. It also gets bizarrely hot there in the interior of Alaska in the summer. It can get to like 90 there. It can also get insanely cold.
He's still giving us the goodbye sign.
See you later.
No, I think if James's Steelers sources are right about this, then I feel like we're the only people, and look, if we're wrong about this, then we'll have to take ownership of being the show that got this wrong. But I feel like we're the only ones who point out, hey, people are saying that this is already potentially bubbling to the surface with George. How are you going to get him on the straight and narrow for 17 games? Especially when you throw in the monkey wrench of Rodgers, who plays favorites with receivers all the time, and you're either inside his click or outside of it. And if you're out of it, He's going to go out of his way to criticize you in his media sessions, and he's not going to be shy about telling the world how he actually feels about you, which is not totally unlike how Ben Roethlisberger would treat some of his guys. So it just feels like this is not going to end well, and it sounds like it's not even like on good terms. Well, before minicamp has even started.
The Palmer report that it's already going bad behind the scenes, I think, is noteworthy only because, well, specifically because to whatever degree, like, we care about social media and to whatever degree a team's social media account has, like, a strategy and is trying to do certain things, the Steelers' official Twitter account, at least, was trying to make it seem like things were hunky-dory. You remember that post from a little bit before the draft? They showed Pickens working out, doing route running stuff. They had like the very positive caption stuff that just made it the entire effort there, Pony, was to like create the appearance that like, hey, we're good.
Yeah,
this guy's going to be super motivated. He's just got his head down and he's going and putting in the work.
Yeah, I'm
going
to call that trying too hard.
That was thou doth protest too much.
Yep. That's how I see that.
But just it never stood to reason, or it continues to not stand to reason that a player who we have tried to say, what would a person who was being less emotional and more rational or calculated about their situation, you know, bloodless and business-like, what would they do? It makes no sense that a guy who has never checked that, but been able to check that box, would suddenly in year four, when now with like a legitimate big-time receiver opposite him to actually take targets away, suddenly go, you know what? I've been wrong all these years. I want to help the team. It's going to help me in the long run. Let's do it. Why would the hand be in the pile now?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.